This episode of Our Fair City is brought to you by Emporium. Emporium's three Chicagoland locations combine the best arcade games, craft beer, and live events. Check out emporiumchicago.com/CPC for a free drink or game tokens.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from Our Fair City's glorious history. So listen and remember. Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
The outside is changing, dear listener, changing for the worse. The tundra is still frigid, the raccoon still ravenous, but now the ruined roads of ancient Hartford peek out from the half-melt. Now there is bone-numbing rain, and then there are the outsiders. In a stunning misappropriation of corporate resources, the Stormhawks have fashioned grappling cannons and wagons from the wreck and rigging of their ship. Mile by slushy, empty mile, they pull their weapons closer and closer to the Heartlife Tower.
All right, you enchant scabs, look lively, and
Feel that, Janie? That would be a prime squall if we were airborne.
We ain't, though. We got dogs at our heels and a multi-cell boiling to the west.
Pull, you scabs. No grub till we get a distance on this storm.
Storm or no, it's the first time since we've crashed that we've got hope. Hope of getting the Stormhawk. No, the Phoenix, skyworthy again.
I reckon.
And it's all thanks to you.
Fanny, you're being gross.
It's true though, Janie. You got that Sully to help us and those weird doctors.
You know what they say about counting your bolts before the storm.
Sinkhole! Sinkhole!
Captain, we got a sinkhole!
Shit. Halt. Halt! What'd I tell you?
Captain! Colt's wagon's stuck in the crack. Wagon still hitched to the front runner, but he got bucked.
Well, shit. You all right, Colt? Yeah, well, I wouldn't be neither with a crushed tibia. Moose. Saw?
Whoa! Holy hell!
Captain, that wagon had half our metal scraps on it.
Yeah, but it had our man under it. We got enough scraps, but only one Colt.
That's right. We got a doctor now. Nobody'll get left behind.
Hush up, Benny. Moose, get Colt tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Crew, we got ourselves some rotten road, snow melt, and we're down a wagon. Tow up for an equipment check. On the double, Raiders!
Oh, yes, ma'am!
Line up for inspection!
Looking good, Skylark!
Thank you, ma'am.
Omar, get those wheels back from the crevasse.
Aye.
Fix it, Dan. See if you can patch us up a bridge from the anchor beams.
Will do!
Rourke.
Herbert.
Rourke.
I'm so sorry, Herbert. Andrew, run. Don't look back.
Offer. Benny, give Mrs. Rourke a hand with her cannon harness.
Yes, ma'am.
Enjoy your nap.
Just close my eyes for a second.
I need you to pull some of the spare beams to the narrowest part of the sinkhole. Is that going to be a problem?
Nope. I feel great.
That's so. From up here, it looks like I'm one cold gust away from having a corpse instead of my able-bodied hand.
No. No problem.
Can't have our best tug dying on us before we get the cannons into tower range. Go have Moro fix you up and eat something. That's an order.
Right. Just gonna rest for one second, dear.
Alan, could you make sure Nathan gets to school? Alan?
Mom. Mom, get up. Mom! Are you hurt? Let me see.
You should be helping Dr. Morrow.
Just a broken bone. He's got it under control. As long as he's not mumbling about mole people, I keep him quiet around Jane.
That's why you need to stay and watch over him and Herbert. I'll be fine. You're going to need to be in charge.
Yeah, I can totally do that. No sweat.
Could you help me up?
No problem.
Andrew. Okay.
See? No problem. You almost forgot. I got you a little something. I brought you a pup skewer. From the mess cart. Still warm.
No, thank you. I'm not hungry.
Mom, you haven't eaten since you left the cube. And I'm in charge, remember? But if you don't want some of this wolf...
Andrew, you didn't manage to find some fungi or berries, did you?
Nope, but... How about a nice, crackly raccoon strip? Look, this piece has a bit of nose on it.
No!
Come on, Mom. Open wide for the Six Bells People Mover.
No! Andrew, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to eat you.
What?
I didn't mean to meet you. I mean, hit you. Sorry. I'll eat when we get some algae bars from the tower.
Whatever they did to you in the cube, I don't...
Something we're not going to talk about again, right?
Right.
I hope I'm not interrupting a family meeting.
What are you doing here?
Our dear Captain Jane asked that my sisters and I assist you with moving the beams to ford the gap. I see you've made much progress in getting started.
We're coming. Stay close to me. I don't like the look in her eyes.
So, Doug, what's the issue with this hook? Maybe the rain junked it?
Probably a discharge issue. But if we poke the red string into the blue hole, then... I'm not sure, but let's test this hypothesis.
Uh-oh. Wait, Dr. West! Science!
Oh, wait. Well, that was unexpected.
You disgusting chitinless worm!
Hopper, stop Sullivan, please.
Captain?
Let me give this fool the swarm. It'll only make us stronger.
Doc's more useful to me when he's not shredded meat.
Everyone knows meat can't do science, unless you make it smart with science first.
Who gave me the others? What's one more?
Others?
Don't you look that way at the captain.
Before the doc came, some of the crew was too sick to make it. Passed.
You fed them to the ants?
And yet you let the desecrator of our queen live.
Who? The simpleton boy?
Hey!
No, the witless doctor.
Which one?
I hope it's me!
You kind of dissected the dead ant queen for her gland sac?
Did I? Zonks. Was it fun?
Dr. West!
The mandibles tickle. Ouch! Ouch! Ouch!
Hawks! Stop her!
Break it up! Break it up! Break it up!
Dear me, my head is making the wettest of sounds.
Herbert, no! Herbert!
This was not our deal, Sullivan.
No. But ending these queen murderers won't impede our alliance.
Sounds like it's time for a term renegotiation. The Stormhawks give you a way past the fortifications to get your stupid revenge. And you give us the means to get supplies we need from the corporation. That's it. No gutting our useful little tagalongs.
Understood? Deal on or deal off? Deal on, or do I have my crew blast a hole in your squirrely face here and now?
Our alliance continues.
Our alliance continues, Captain!
Of course, Captain. Our alliance continues until we have rejoined our family at the tower and taken what's rightfully ours. Come, sisters. Scurry back to your tower, termites. Your time will come.
Shut your gob, Sullivan, and send your scouts to see what lies ahead.
Oh, yes, Captain.
She's going to kill you one day, Jane.
She's not nearly the first to try. Get back to your stations!
Oh,
Benny, with me.
Owie.
Oh, no. Dr. West. Jane, wait.
Do you mean Captain Jane?
Yes, Captain. Dr. West is hurt.
Just a headache and a splash of
hemorrhaging?
Yes, the bleeding to the death thing.
We don't carry your dead weight.
But if you don't do it...
You're not one of us. You're useful until you're not. You want to save him, you do it. After your work with Dr. Morrow is done. Stormhawks, 3 hours to set up the bridge, then we ride.
With that, the unscrupulous Jane continues her advance towards the tower, left behind on the tundra, sans sustenance, scalpels, or shelter. Hope for the injured Herbert West is slim indeed. As the Stormhawks near with their engines of war and Sully's arthropod army, what valiant defenses will Heartlife employ to protect our home, to protect you? Find out as the story of our fair city continues.
Loyal Policies, this is Heartlife executive producer Jeffrey Gardner. Thank you so much for listening to Our Fair City. If you've enjoyed this podcast and want to help us make more, please consider supporting Heartlife NFP on Patreon at patreon.com/heartlifenfp. There, you can make a monthly pledge and get a bunch of great rewards like Our Fair City ringtones, a shout-out on the air, or a personalized voicemail recording by Dr. Herbert West. You can also give us a rating and review on iTunes or whatever podcast provider you're listening to us through. Those help us stay on the best of charts where new loyal policies can find us. Thank you so much for your support. And as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.